Our reporter Tim Johns has been looking at how the story has changed over the last 9 days. So we take you back first to Saturday, the 8th of March.
A Malaysian Airlines plane carrying 239 people has disappeared on a flight.
Shortly after midnight, flight MH370 left Kuala Lumpur International Airport en route to Beijing. Contact was lost with the plane 1 hour after it took off and a search for the aircraft was launched.
Officials in Vietnam say two large oil slicks have been spotted in the sea off the country's southern coast.
These oil slicks turned out to be nothing. And later in the day,
it's emerged two passengers on board were using stolen European passports.
Passengers with stolen passports immediately conjured up fears of a terrorist plot.
March the 9th.
Malaysia suggests that the plane may have veered radically off course moments before it vanished.
March the 10th.
The search radius is doubled to a 100-mile radius from the plane's last known position.
March the 11th.
Authorities identify the two men travelling with stolen passports. They're believed to be young Iranians, illegal immigrants heading for Europe, not a terrorist threat. And we learn the final words transmitted from the cockpit. No recording has been released, but moments before vanishing, MH370 transmitted the message...
All right, good night.
March the 12th.
The Chinese government has released satellite images of floating objects in the sea.
Could it be that this now famous image of possible debris floating in the ocean showed the missing plane?
March the 13th.
The Malaysian authorities hold a press conference.
We have contacted the Chinese embassy, who notified us this afternoon that the images were released by mistake and did not show any debris.
So the satellite images proved to be a dead end.
March the 14th.
The BBC reports this.
It's emerged it could have flown on for up to 5 hours after air traffic controllers lost contact with it.
A signal was sent out from the aircraft by satellite long after it dropped off the radar. And on...
March the 15th.
Dramatic confirmation of this came from Malaysia's Prime Minister. The plane was diverted west over the Indian Ocean.
These movements are consistent with deliberate action by someone on the plane.
This was a man-made diversion, not mechanical failure. He also said this.
The aircraft communications addressing and reporting system was disabled just before the aircraft reached the east coast of Peninsula Malaysia.
So the plane's communication systems were manually turned off before this final contact was made.
All right, good night.
Yesterday,
March the 16th,
Malaysia appeals to more than a dozen countries for any satellite information they can provide. Passengers and especially aircrew and ground staff have become suspects. The pilot's home was searched. A flight simulator he owned was seized.
Today, March the 17th,
day 10, and the search continues for a plane that potentially may never be found.